This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Denver, the nominating process is underway. The names of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been placed in nomination, and the secretary of the Democratic National Committee, Alice Travis Drummond, is moving the process along.
We proceed immediately to the roll call. The roll call shall continue until we have a nominee whom I believe will be our next president.
Roll call is underway. After that's done, come primetime speeches from Vice Presidential nominee Joe Biden and from former President Bill Clinton. Our colleague Michelle Norris is on the convention floor, and she joins us now. Hi, Michelle. What's going on there?
Hey, Robert. How are you? I'm standing here on the floor in between the New York and Illinois delegations, and you can imagine why I picked that spot. The roll call is going on with all its pomp and pageantry right now. It's a chance for the delegations to not just cast their votes, but to also do a little chest pounding about their home state. We hear about the great state of Alabama and the great state of Alaska and the great state of Arizona, on and on. Earlier today, Hillary Clinton made a very important gesture at a luncheon. She released her delegates. She made a very symbolic gesture in voting herself for Barack Obama. She left it to the people who were supporting her to follow their hearts, but it was a very important gesture in that you see the difference here in this hall. You're now seeing people with Hillary buttons that also have an additional button saying Hillary supporter for Barack Obama. So you see it and you also feel the difference. Very different mood in this room as the roll call is going on.
And for example, the state of Delaware cast all of its votes for Barack Obama, the state of Delaware being Joe Biden's home state, but now delegates are released from many pledge they might have had. What do you expect Joe Biden to say tonight, by the way, when he gives his speech?
Before I get to Joe Biden's speech, if I can just mention one thing. You can see in the roll call, though, some of the places where the Obama campaign may have a little bit of work to do ahead. Arizona, for instance, cast 40 votes for Barack Obama, 27 for Hillary Clinton, so the divisions are still there and evident in this roll call. California, by the way, passed because they don't want to put him ahead of the tally before it gets to Illinois.
So if they counted their votes, then Clinton would be ahead in the running tally.
Right, and also it might Barack Obama might also get to the all-important number before the great state of Illinois had a chance to push him over the edge.
I see.
But as to Biden, what he might say tonight, the one thing that I'm hearing from the people I've talked to in the Obama campaign is that they're going to lean on Joe Biden to really take the fight to John McCain. He's known for having a very feisty personality. He can be an attack dog, and the campaign has taken a little bit of criticism for not really using the convention, the spotlight, to take the fight to John McCain, and they're expecting that Joe Biden, when he takes the stage tonight, will do exactly that.
And the other big event will be Bill Clinton's speech, and I gather he'll say whatever he wants to say.
Well, you know, as a former president, he has prerogative. They're hoping that he'll talk about the future. He said he wants to use some of his time to burnish his own presidential legacy, so we'll see in just a few hours.
Okay, Michelle. That's our colleague Michelle Norris speaking to us from the floor of the Democratic National Convention in Denver.